Blog Talk Radio.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, to be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Fellow's name is Randy Newman. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. I'm a little frog in my throat, forgive my voice, but I had to get out there and talk to you. I got the shock of my life the other day. A friend of ours, great lady, who's now an American citizen, came home from Brazil. Notice I say she came home from Brazil. Brazil used to be her home. You know what she told me, and I couldn't believe it. Everybody in Brazil hates Trump. And I said, how can that be? Most Brazilians don't even know who he is. He says, oh, they hate Trump. I says, why is that? He says, because there's only one news media, and it's CNN. I think they call it global. And CNN is brainwashing all of South America, not to hate Trump, but to hate the USA. That's why when you see our presidents going to South America and they get rocked, that's because of outfits like CNN. CNN controls the news media from the United States all over the world, and they are anti-American. What you see here is a sample of what they're doing overseas. CNN should be investigated for anti-American activities. They are the enemy, and they are the fifth column. CNN stands for the Communist Nut Network. So, why did the Brazilians hate Trump? Fake news runs Brazil. They call him the same titles that the Communist Nut Network, the CNN, calls him. What did Trump ever do to Brazil? Nothing. In one day, he could make the slaves of the Venezuelan Communist government rich. Venezuela used to be a rich country. They had plenty of dineros. Now, they use the money as toilet paper because the money is cheaper than toilet paper. So why does Brazil hate Trump? Because the communist news network down there is CNN only, no competition. Brazilians don't see the good he does. Fake news launders the brain. That is why CNN is not going down, because if it was taken by a vote in the United States, they'd be out of business. But they control world opinion, and that is very dangerous. Communist propaganda money keeps their lies alive. Someone should investigate, as CNN, undermining the USA outside the USA. And why is CNN at all the airports brainwashing tourists? Now the communist bootlickers and latte lappers attack Christopher Columbus. I love it when skinny-ass white communists rile up heavy-duty Latinos and blacks, and they fall for it every time. You will never see the skinnies on the front line. They push the big guys up front to catch the bullets. What is their communist saying? You have to break a few eggs to make a communist omelet? If you think that communism is for you, remember the guy on top stays on top. Everybody else dies. We'll jump to a tune. And we will do. I saw one here. Let me see if I can find it. Best a Brazilian tune. We love the people of Brazil, and we love the people of the Philippines, and they're both to communism. We are losing. We are sitting on our big fat asses waiting for a free fatwa pillow. Unbelievable. Here's a taste of Brazil.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar, dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chibio da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba, é de baixo da saia.
The soul of Brazil. So who poisoned their mind against the United States? The Communist News Network, CNN, CNN is evildoers personified. Okay, we got some trouble right here on the Korean Peninsula. They said there's 26,000 Americans that could die there. But then they turn around and say there's 200,000 Americans, the 26,000 are troops, and the rest are Americans on business or whatever. You see the difference between North Korea and South Korea? North Koreans are very cruel people, man. You have no idea. You ask the GIs that were taken POWs by the North Koreans. They're lucky to be alive if they survived. South Korea is a hostage. Kim Il-nuk is raising the nuclear ante, and the South is doing an environmental impact study. The UN is useless, but watch out for Japan. They know firsthand our intel sucks. We lost track of their fleet just before Pearl Harbor. They are the masters of the first strike. Just ask the Russians where their navy is in Port Arthur. They have occupied Korea and China before. If they believe we can't be counted on and Kim Il-nuk will hurt them, they have no choice but self-preservation. And when the sword comes out with a bonsai shout, watch out. They are the only nation with nuke attack experience. If you don't think they have a war room with Plan B, you are underestimating them. Spirit of America Party radio show. You can catch us on TuneIn Radio. We'll give you another tune. We'll give you the Turbans from the 50s.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill. Rumble or tango, mambo, calypso or strand, light or turn down low, you go hand in hand.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might.
Thank you.
the beginning of doo-wop. Early 50s. Nice sound. Harmony is beautiful. The country could use a little harmony. Yeah. Okay. But we're not going to have it now that the communist bootlickers and latte loppers attack Christopher Columbus. I love it when skinny-ass white communists rile up heavy-duty Latinos and blacks. They fall for it every time. You will never see the skinnies on the front line. They push the big guys up front to catch the bullets. What is their communist saying? You have to break a few eggs to make a communist omelet? If you think that communism is for you, remember this. The guy on top stays on top. Everybody else dies. Okay, we're going to give you another song. We're going to pitch PTSD GIs. I know tonight 13 guys are going to give up their lives. They're going to check out. They're going to destroy themselves because their world is empty. They have no hope. It's not true. Jesus doesn't want to see you. He wants you to live a long and happy life. He wants you to recover. He will help you recover. You turned to everybody else, but you didn't turn to the mission. You didn't turn to the church where Jesus resides. Go in and ask for help. You got nothing to lose. And maybe you'll just put off that suicide one day. And maybe one day you'll sing, "Oh, Happy Day." Okay, we're back. end. Our topic now is media is race antagonistic. They make their own scoops. If you see a press conference, that whole peanut gallery is all on the same page. They're only there to attack the president. They're not there to learn anything. They're there to make a statement. They have no credibility, just like the FBI and the Democrat Communist Party. Semper Trump. Viva el Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. Jeff Bezos looks great in 4-inch stilettos. Thought for today. You have seen the devastation of Harvey floods. The great people of Texas and Louisiana have come together to help as one person. Where is their monument? Imagine a nuclear storm. Can't let that happen. You want to pay for Harvey? Federal lottery. You want to pay for health care? Federal lottery. People come from all over the world to suck the dollars out of the stupid Americans. The drug dealers love it. They're coming over the wall and going back over the wall with cash. America is rich. America could have a federal lottery to pay for disasters and to pay for health care. Today's press conference. Sarah Sanders is a boon to El Trumpo. She controls the presslings with common sense and skill. If this was a Bible story, Trump would be Jesus and the presslings would be the Pharisees. John Roberts is proving that Fox News deserves the Order of Lemon. I have a lemon with a hammer and sickle on it, and I make awards called the Order of Lemon to rats, rhinos, and Democrat communists. Notice how the CNN trainees are pushing Geraldo of the Two Faces and Juan Williams, who wears Che Guevara jammies. I feel sorry for the smaller shows because their ratings will fall. The guy who got it the worst was Charles Payne. That guy was Mr. Harmless. But they did a purge. They got all the conservative leaders, Charles Payne, Eric Bolling. They got them all on sex charges. You believe that? It's the only charge that works. But you know what Democrats do? When they have an enemy who happens to be homosexual, the first thing they do is identify him as a homosexual. And then they pretend to love homosexuals. And if a woman comes out and says Clinton raped her, well, she's a tramp. She's automatically a tramp. And you know how that works? That's a principle, a communist principle. It's called assassination by ridicule. So what they'll say is Mary is a tramp. And Mary is heartbroken because she's innocent. So she fights it. And she sells her house to get a lawyer. And she goes to court. In the meantime, 80% of the public believe she's a tramp because they were told by CNN she was a tramp. So the judge finds her not guilty and reinstates Mary's honor. So only 50% still believe she's a tramp. And when her name comes up one day, say, hey, what do you think of Mary? Wasn't she that tramp? And that's how it goes, folks. Okay, America is blessed with the president of all the people. The guy wants to be president of all the people. Why not let him? What do you got to lose? What are you going to be? How many blacks were on the Democrat Party platform in the last presidential race? Name one. Show me one. There was only two old white people on that race. And Bernie Sanders sold out before the race started. He was told he was going to be Hillary's escort to make it look like it was a real race. Dauntless Donald Trump, his theme song should be The Farmer in the Dell. The cheese stands alone, not for himself, but for all the people. He's the only chance we got. These rhino rats and communist Democrats, they do not have your best interest at heart. You want to know why? because they're all undertake. If you want to get rid of bribe-taking congressmen and senators, make it a rule. One term per termite, and the only lobby can be in a Trump hotel. The country the fools are not paying attention to is the master of the first strike. Japan. They have been to North Korea and China before. They sunk the Russian fleet at Port Arthur, and our heritage, Pearl Harbor, reminds us of the tenacity of this great nation. Once the sword comes out, banzai will be the order of the day. I am sure their top non-leaking secret war room has plans to go nuclear should it become vital to Japanese interests. Be careful who you toy with, fat boy, and stop with the bowl haircuts. Where do I live? Berkeley, California, latitude 49, longitude 67. You haven't got the guts. I dare you. Give you another tune. This is for the Mexicans. These are the Mexicans that we love. Don't let the communists think that we hate you. We know you are Viva Cristo Rey people. You put your life on the line for God. You love God just like the Filipinos do. And we are all brothers under Jesus Christ.
Tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera preciosa y orgullosa, no permite la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminando sin mira sin verlos jamás. La Virginia tiene pena y dolor. La Virginia no conoce el amor. Altanera preciosa y orgullosa, no permite ni la quieran consolar. Dicen que alguien ya vino y se fue, dicen que pasa las noches llorando por él. ¡Mi mariachi!
What was the first monument the communists took down? Was it a rebel soldier? No. The first monument the communists took down was the Ten Commandments. because they want to erase the conscience of the people so they can use the people to kill other people. Those who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. You never give up your guns. If the communists want to seize guns, let them go to all the Indian reservations first and then to the ghetto. They'll have a better chance of getting a gun than a diamond merchant selling door to door. Yeah, unbelievable, these people. They hate this country. 50% will never fight for it. 50% will never fight for it. The American Revolution was won by 25%. And in 1781, all those who sympathized with the British were asked to leave. They said, you could stay, but we don't advise it. The last ship, British ship, pulled out in 1781. Anyway, we're back. America is back under Donald Trump. And it's a thin line of heroes that stands on the wall. Like Jack Nicholson said, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Less than 1% of the country defends it. And when they fall, we fall. And if you're black and you think you're going to go somewhere else, there are no blacks in Russia. There are no blacks in China. And you don't want to go to Africa. So, just remember this. When we fall, the last words you will hear won't be, shoot the blacks, shoot the Latinos, shoot the white guys, shoot the Orientals. The last words you will hear are, shoot the Americans. So if you hate it, you're going to die as one. And there's no escaping it. Because your fellow rat will point you out. Yeah, he's an American too. I saw him in church one day. He had a Bible. And a pistol. Better check him for a pistol. So, here's what happened. We're talking about Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is a genius. Jeff Bezos has revolutionized the delivery business and the purchasing online business. There is no one smarter than Jeff Bezos. But when it comes to politics, there's no one dumber. Why he would jeopardize a good business to use the Washington Post to destroy Trump is a fool's errand. Jeff, stick to Amazon and stop playing good communist, bad communist. The Communist Party created Russian scam as a farce, and they wasted all this time to prove nothing. The only money that changed hands was when Trump tipped the waiter at the Russian tea room. Communists were not supposed to lose. Hillary got rid of all the black candidates, Latino candidates, Oriental and white candidates. It was so certain that she was going to win, they didn't even bother to destroy evidence of their traitorous crimes. Obama paid the Iranians cash to kill Americans. He pardoned 5,900 drug dealers, calling it harmless crimes, unless you identify your son or daughter at the morgue. And you know what? Every family in the next 2 years is going to have a drug zombie at the dinner table. Fentanyl is coming heavy duty, and there's nobody escaping fentanyl. And it's coming from China, who have had roots into the United States with drugs since Mao grew poppies in 1927. The first Democrat was Harry Truman. He was the last Democrat. And he said, when you call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to say present or not guilty. When he left office, he had a mortgage on his house. And when he was driving through the state of New Jersey to get home, he got pulled over, and the cop said, as soon as he recognized the ex-president, he said, "I'm sorry, Mr. President, go ahead." And he says, "No, I broke the law. Give me the ticket." How's that? How's that? And he still had a mortgage on his house. The governor of Virginia did not buy Hillary Clinton a house in Chappaqua with DNC money. How did he do it? Well, one hand washes the other. One dirty hand. Ask General Governor McAuliffe how he bought the Clintons their house in Chappaqua when they were poor. I'm sorry, President of Morocco. Your 3 minutes with Hillary are up. Please deposit another $12 million for the next 3 minutes. 30% of the Democrat Party is communist, it may be more. 30% of the Rhino Rat Party is Democrat. The Flake, Jeff Flake, is a Democrat. Sweep him from office. McCain is the Manchurian Democrat. Retire, John, and open a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. Paul Rhino is the biggest phony in D.C. I can't stand to see his snickerpuss. Walked around for 7.5 years with his tax plan under his tentacle. When it was time to produce, he had nothing. He works with his mouth. He thinks he is presidential material. He should get out more and meet the people who will vote him out when he runs for reinfection. Trump sweep clean in 2018. And he is. You're going to get the second shock of your life. You'll be crying for another year. I can't wait. Hang in there, boys and girls. Okay, I'm going to give you Blue Moon, another 50s. Here we go, Blue Moon.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon. Dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon. Dip, 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 dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on ding, boom.
I'm looking at my business card, and September 11th is coming up in about a week. And my business card has the two World Trade Center towers and the skyline of Manhattan on it. And on the back of the card, I have my logo. Nothing outperforms American. Trump would love that. And also, on the back of the card, it says, never forget 911. And I have a challenge coin. And the challenge coin shows a plane going into the World Trade Center on fire. And underneath it says, 911, we forget nothing. N-U-T-T-I-N. That's New York talk. Sadly, a lot of New Yorkers don't want to talk about 911. They even ban it from the schools. And it's really sad. And while pregnant women were jumping out of the 80th floor so that somebody could find parts of their body, other so-called New Yorkers, the latte lickers, were calling the EPA complaining about DNA dust building up on their windowsill. How's that? I remember a cop who was posted down there. He wrote a book, and one of the stories he told in the book was he couldn't stand the latte lickers with their little dogs. He said, I'd love to kick one into New Jersey. You know, he's trying to keep the place, let the ambulances get through and stuff, and these people are out there. Terrible, absolutely terrible. So I say, never forget 911. And like Santayana, George S. Santayana says, those who forget the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. And I also say, support our troops. And if you really support them, send them $1 million each. I got a picture of a beautiful girl, blonde ponytail, in a bikini, running on the beach. She's just been discharged from the military and her legs are missing. She's got banana shoes on. And she's running on the beach, trying to keep the rest of her body in shape. Some people, they have a saying that into each life, which is a common saying, into each life a little rain must fall, but some people get effing hurricanes. Just ask the people in Texas. But did they show true grit? You bet your ass they did. Did Trump show true grit? You bet your ass he did. And we couldn't even find Obama the night of Benghazi. And speaking of roofie smokers, there is a rumor in New York that police chauffeurs of the mayor's wife ask for a transfer because they're going to test positive for drugs because she's doing roofies in the back of the police car. Now, it's only a rumor. It can't be proven. But you should also know there's a dark side to the moon. So having said that, what can we give you? I'm going to give you a taste of Bocelli. I'll cut it short because it's 36 minutes. Why did the communists hate the Blessed One? What did she ever do to them?
Oh.
beautiful. That could melt the heart of any woman. I just found out. I always thought that Bocelli was born blind. But somebody told me, I don't know if it's true or not, because I only heard it from one source, that he was a soccer player, and he got hit in the face with the ball and lost his eyesight. It's sad. When you lose your eyesight, man, that's tough. You ever see the ad with the GI that came back from Iraq and blind? And he's getting on a bus with a guide dog. It's really sad. Say a little prayer for those who suffer more than you. And don't forget those 13 GIs that are going to take their lives tonight. If you could just save one, or the 3,000 babies that are going to have their heads chopped off tomorrow, if you could just save one, surely there's one worth saving. Okay. Want to hear a little calypso?
Now that I kissed you, oh yeah, you got a will about you. I kissed you, oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you, now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. I kissed you, oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you, now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you.
Latin jazz, George Shearing, Hiro Puente.
Thank you.
try to give you some nice sounds tonight. I'm going to close with the number one song in America. Everybody likes it but Colin Kaepernick and President. I can't even say his name. What a disgrace. Paid Iranians to kill Americans and nobody says boo. Do you know there's not one person on the air, in the media, that can say the word communist? They'll say left winker. They'll say liberal. They'll say Democrat. They'll say progressive. But nobody can say the word communist because they're all brainwashed. Say communist, see what happens to you. Anyway, we're going to do the SSB. And Colin Kaepernick should be made to stay in the ladies' room during the presentation of the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star-Spangled Banner. Let him run around the field afterwards in his Che Guevara jammies. And anybody that joins him, like the Cleveland Browns, you sign your own death warrant, jerks. You're going to be getting a smaller paycheck. It's to honor our sacred dead, those who fought to keep us alive. And we're only here today because of them. And that's North and South. We're all Americans.